Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Yitzchak Isaac and Moshe Shleima were holding Yud Zayin. We just brought the Indian of Ochal Tevel Amaitza Rishon. So Rav said a memra that Ochal Tevel Shamaitza Rani, the din is that he gets Malkis. We brought a Machlekes Taisvis with the Rambam, whether or not there's also a Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shamayim for eating the Tevel. The Rambam holds that if a person eats Tevel for Maitzah Rishon, for Maitzah Sheni, for Maitzah Rani, the din is that he only gets Malkus, he does not get a Chiyuv Misa. As opposed to the Rambam, he said to Yerushalmi in Demai, that Yerushalmi in Demai is Lehedya, that there is a Chiyuv Misa. But the Rambam sheet is that it's only Malkus, as opposed to the sheet of Sataisis and Yevamis that we spoke about, that says that there's a Chiyuv Misa also. The Gemara brings the Haitana, like it says, the Braitha that we said, that even in the case, Lahur Mimeno Maitha Risha, Maitha Risha, Lahur Maitha Shadi, Vazila Maitha Rani, like it says, Losucha Lacha Bisharecha, Lahala Noemer Biachla Bisharecha Bisaveyu, just like over there, it's referring to Maitha Rani, Afka and Maitha Rani, and the Torah here says, Losucha Lacha Bisharecha. So there's a din Losucha Lacha Bisharecha, that says that we're not allowed to eat Tevel for Maitzer Ani. And Rabbi Yaita says, Ketzoli et Hanoi, Rabbi Lezer Amar Ein Tzarek Likvart Tz Hashem, Al Maitzer Ani, Shel Demai, Vachachami Maimrim, and the Rabbanin say, Kairei et Hashem, the Rabbanin on the other hand hold that it's Kairei et Hashem. Here we have a Machlagas, Rabbi Lezer says, a person is not Mechuyiv to be Kairei Shem on Maitzer Ani, Shel Demai, and the Rabbanin hold Kairei Es Hashem, he has a Mechuyiv to be Kairei Es Hashem for Maitzer Ani on Demai. The Anatark LaHafrash. And there's no Chiyuv of Hafrasha. What does it mean? Rashi over here says, Ein Tzarech Likvar Es Hashem. So Rashi says, the Echad HaKayin Gadol, he sent the whole Gvul Yisrael, and he saw Amei Yoretz Chashudim Al HaMaitrits, except for Truma Gedayla, and Amar Lehem the Yisrael, Banai G'shem Shachuma B'misa, Kach HaTevel B'misa. So Amad B'tikein, he got up, and he was Mesakin, HaLokeach Me'am HaOretz, Yafrish Kol HaMaitrits, U'miyakvan L'yatzma, and he's ma'akim them for himself. V'yoychol, and he eats. He's able to eat the Maitzer Rishon, it's Mutter Lazarim. Maitzer Sheni, he eats it in Yerushalayim. Vimshtas Maitzer Rani, and now let's say it's in the year of Maitzer Rani, which in the Shemitah cycle is year number 3 and year number 6. Nechleku Rabbi Eliezer Machachamim, the Kamer Rabbi Eliezer, the Lomi Vai Afrushi Misafik, he says that he's not Mechuyev to be Mavrish Misafik. The Latarach Ella Afilu, the Latarach Ella Afilu, Likras Olav Etz Hashem, Velemer Maitzarani Shal Krize, Yehe Vitzvono, Bidroma Nami Latarach. He's not even Mechuyev to be Kairei Etz Hashem, and to say, point out which one is Betzofan and which one is Bedarim. And, Vachachamim Aimrim, Kairei Etz Hashem, what does it mean? Kairei Etz Hashem, Yehen Tzarech Lahafresh. Here he's Kairei Etz Hashem, Yehen Tzarech Lahafresh. And here Rashi says, Kairei es shechar v'yein tzarech lahafrish, the kevan shekara alav shame, yotza akri mitairas tevel, the kri is yaitza from mitairas tevel, ushara maizritz hu tzarech lahafrish, and the other maizritz, he's mechuyev to be mafrish. Akarkal v'yishet tzarech lahafrish v'maitza rishin, shumetz maizah, v'litna l'kayin, shibemisa l'zarem, v'maitza shen, tzarech lahalos yirishalayim oliyachlo. So them he has to be mavrish, they have to take up the Yerushalayim, he has to give it to the Levi. But over here, Chachamim over here holds Kairei Es Hashem, V'ein Atzarech Lahafrish. Over here, he's Kairayas Hashem, and he's not Mukhliyev to be Mafresh. And let me just read it first. It says, My love, Akam Ikhli, what is this Machlaikis? Whether by Maitsaroni, he's Mukhliyev to be Kairayas Hashem, or he's not Mukhliyev to be Kairayas Hashem, by the case of Demai. The Ma'ar Tzavar Vadai Taivlai, one holds that it's so Chamer that its Vadai Taivlai becomes Tevil. That an event that a person is not mafresh to Maitsarani, it becomes tevil. And therefore, the chumris that they gave by Demai in when it comes to Truma, or when it comes to Maitsarishan and Maitsarshani, it applies to Maitsarani also. And the other one holds that in the case of where it's Vadai, in a case where it Vadai does not have Maitsarani taken off, then it doesn't make an Isser Tevil, and therefore it's not so chumr. Not so chomer, so they were not machayev it when it came to Demai. If that is the machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim, whether or not Maitsarani, that is not Hufrash, whether it makes an Isser Tevil, so the machlokes should be, why are you asking, and why are they arguing, and only in one of the manifestations of this machlokes? They should be arguing in the main source of what the machlokes is, whether it's tayvul or whether it's not tayvul. Ela d'chuli amavadai tayvulai. Everybody holds that where Maitsaroni is not taken off, and vadai makes it iser tevil. The haga b'haka mitliki, and this is machlokes. Maitsav alay nechshedu amayaritz al Maitsaroni shel demai. One holds that the Amei HaAretz were not koshud on Maitsarani Shel Demai. Kaven de Mamaynahu Aprushi Mafresh. Why? Because since, let's see the way Rashi learns it over here, Kaven de Mamaynahu Aprushi Mafresh, Rabbanan Tzavi Kaven de Trichalei Mil Salei Mafresh. The Rabbanan holds, since it's a Tircha, he's not going to take the bother and be Mafresh Maitsarani. As opposed to the Shita of Rabbi Lezer, who holds Ein Tzarech Likos Shema Maitsarani Shel Demai, because the person, the Amharitz, will definitely go and be Mafresh anyway. Why? Because it's only Mamayna. Zok Rashi, what's the pshat? Lain Echad to the Mamayna who Ein Bo Isser Achila. Since it's only Mamayna that belongs to the Aniyim, and the Tzar is allowed to eat it, there is no Isser Achila. The only problem that there is with it is that Elagezel Aniyim, the Elagezel Aniyim, Lo Chayish. So he's not Chayish for that. So therefore, what will he do? He'll be Mafresh to Maitsarani and take it. That's the worst that'll happen. So there's no reason for him not to be Mafresh, to go and be Mafresh Maitsarani. So therefore, what does he lose by it? I mean, he'll go and he'll be Mafresh to Maitsarani, and maybe he'll keep it, and he'll keep it. But there's no reason, there's no Isser Tevil. And therefore, so that's the issue. Is there a chash that he'll be Maitzer, that he will not be Mafresh Maitzerani, or there's no chash that he won't be Mafresh Maitzerani? What's interesting is, Taisvis in the Dharam learns a different way. There's a Taisvis, the Taisvis in the Dharam learns, what does it mean, Kevin of Amainahu? Since everybody's shayach to it, it's only because they can't, They don't have the Masayim Zuz, they don't have the requisite amount in order to be considered Ashirim. Therefore, so really everybody is Shaykh to that. He can be Migadi Mafkalein and Itlin Lenachasim Vaviani. He's able to be Mafkar as Lenachasim. That's what it means. And therefore, so in this case, so since it's money, so he'll go and he'll be Mafresh. And then, so he'll go and he'll do it. Places over here in the Dharam. Taisus learns. Kairei Shem v'ein tzarech lahafresh. And the Gemara says, what's the reason? The Shem amalaret yifrisho v'ein tzarech lahafresho. The Taisus, that's how Taisus learns. Because it's all money, it's all only mammon, so therefore it's something that everybody is shayach to, and therefore he'll go and he'll be mafresh. There's a machlokes over here also, what it means. A very excitistic of machlokes here. The Rabbanin holds, Chachamim Maimrim, Kairei Shem V'ein Tzarech Lahafresh. Shows what it means. Kaire Shem, what does it mean? Kaire Shem, Ve'ein Tzarech LaHafrish. The way Rashi in the Darim also learns, Kaire Shem means, what does it mean? The Rabbanan holds, he's Kaire Shem, Ve'ein Tzarech LaHafrish. But what does he do? Kaire Shem, Ve'ein Tzarech LaHafrish. He's Naifin Eina B'tzad Zeh V'yomer. Rashi in the Darim learns, he's Naifin Eina B'tzad Zeh, and he says, V'kana Ni Naitel, and V'yaykel, and he eats it himself. Because he'll say, I'm Atzim Chaver Rol of Araya by my Sarani, by Yitzmai. On the other hand, Kaire Shem, according to Taisvis, in the Dara means, Kaire Shem means, let him just be Kaire Shem and be Mafresh, and he won't have to give it to the Aniyim. Does Kaire Shem mean literally here Kaire Shem? Or Kaire Shem means just be Kaire Shem? Does it mean, again, does it mean literally be Kaire Shem, nice and ain't besides there? Or does it mean Kaire Shem and Avada, go me mafish? But it says ain't Tark Lahafish, it's really Lavdavkin. It means you don't have to give it. Taisa says Kaire Shem and Mafrisho. Taisa says be Kaire Shem and be mafish it. Liatmo, Zamachem Raver Rol of Araya. The Shem Amaret be Frisho, because maybe the Amaret was mafish it. They ain't Tark Lafisho. Kleimar ain't Tark Lasita Leoni. Ain't Tarech Lafisha, it's not Dafke. Ain't Tarech Lafisha just means you don't have to give it to an Ani. We have a problem here. So that's what it means. Ain't Tarech Lahafrish over here. What does it mean? And also, what is the Svara that we're saying over here? What we're saying over here, because there's no Kshash by the Ani, because it's only a Dabashem a moment. So Tais goes because of the Vart, because it's right, it's Beyond Lahafkir. The other chart is because it's only something which is going to go to the Ani, and Ogezel, he's not Chayish. We have a problem. So what happened? By Yechad and Kain Gadol, he went to show B'chol Gvul Yisrael, and he saw that people were only Anim, were only the Mapish Truma, and not what? Not the other Maestras. Now we're saying that there's no Kshash by Demai, because even Amei Ha'aretz, are Mafresh by Tarani. So does this argue when the Hosugi and Saita by the Maitre of Yechad and Kain Gadol? What is this Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan? Rabbi Elazar and the Rabbanan argue whether or not there is a Chash, whether Amei Ha'aretz are Mafresh by Tarani or not.
Why don't we just do what they do?
Well, I mean, Gemara says what they did. Yechad and Kain Gadol, Shalach v'chalvul Gemol Yisrael, v'yiraas Amei Ha'aretz chashudim ala Maitres, chutz v'trum v'gadaylu. So what does this mean? So I'm going to learn maybe the Kharami. He argues on the whole Maitre with Yechad Kain Gadol. Or the part is, no. There's another chat. Maybe what it means is, and they ask him Kasha, the Ritva is Zayvid on the Kasha. The Ritva is Zayvid on the Kasha. What is going on here? The Yechad Kain Gadol. He saw that they weren't being Mapish Maitres. Let's be afraid that the chat is, that somebody wants to learn, that the part is, after he was Shaykh Machal Gabul Yisrael, what happened? He saw that they weren't. What do you think he did? He gave them Musar. There were some people that listened to him, but was Megeya Maitarani because of this Svara, because it was only a Dabar Sheva Mammon. And therefore, even though at the time when he went, maybe people were not being Mapish Maitarani, after he came and he gave them Musar, he rebuked them, then there are those that listened. So what the chash that we have here is, and the machlaikas that we have is, according to Rabbi Lezer, is that after he went, that he gave them Musar, and he started clinging to the Hashem, because there were enough people that listened, that the Mele, you don't have to be Machmer, the Gabi Maisarani. But if you don't learn like that, it's Takapella. What does it mean? And Rabbi Lezer argues, because he got to Maisar with Yechad HaKohen Gadol, maybe you'll say, yeah, that's the machlaikas. Rabbi Lezer argues on the whole Maisar Shahaya that happened by the Maisar of Yechad HaKohen Gadol. So anyway, this is the Machlokes. So where the Gemara brings the Mishnah, where it says, Ochel Tevel on my Tereshin, where there is a din of Tevel, according to the Baskodas and Gemara, there is a din of Tevel, no matter whether you hold like Rabbi Elazar or the Rabbanan, there is a lav of Tevel when it comes to my Tereshin also. What lav are we talking about? The lav of Tevel, Lo Suchal Lechal Bisharecha, which is a pasuk, which is where are many things that we'll see that we learn out from this pasuk. Kama Yaakov in Atevel, how much should he eat in order to be chayav? We go back to the Mishnah. What does the Mishnah say? K Kama yecha v'datelo v'yechai. V'pshimen oimer kol shir v'achronim oimerim kizayit. So the Rabbanin held that it was kizayit, v'pshimen had held kol shir. And on that, Omar learned v'pshimen, yatamayinli v'yechon the mola kol shir shir chayit. Don't you agree to me when if a person ate in the mola kol shir shir chayit? On the lom, imnei shi kibriyasa. So he says, what do you mean? Ab kita achas kibriyasa. One kita is also kibriyasa. The machlekes is by a kernel of wheat, as the Mishnah said. But when it comes to kemach, even Reb Shimon agrees, everybody holds the shares of kizayis. Reb Yirmiyahu Amar, Reb Shimon ben Lachish, kemachlekes bezu, kach machlekes bezu. No, that which Reb Shimon holds, kol shehu, yechayim, it applies even if it's not a kernel, and it's a speck of flour. Tanan Amar Lev Shimon Yetam Eidin Libeecha the Mala Kol Shu Shulchayev Amar Lom Ibnei Shei Kibriyasa Amar Lehem Af Chita Achas Kibriyasa. No, one Chita is also Kibriyasa. Chita in it's Vashva, Chita in Kemach Lov. It's Vashva because he's tiny on a kernel of wheat. Vashva, a piece of flour, that not? So the Gemara now, Levibrayim Kamar Lehu. He's speaking with Ibrahim. Lidi di abdilu kemach nami. El lidi chul idly me is the chita achas kibriyasa. But at least, but according to you, at least be mighty to me that one chita should be, at least one chita should be kibriyasa. So here, Reb Shimon himself holds that there's a kol shehu for makis, for anything. Rabbanin brief the shama kashuva, chita lo kashuva. It's only called the barrier when you're talking about an amala. But not when you're talking about a kernel of an inanimate object. Atanik Abba says, Reb Yirmiya, Reb Shimon Omer, Kol Shu Lamakis, Layamra Kizayis, Edli Ninkarbin. They only said Kizayis, only Leinian Karbin. A couple of points here. The Rabbanin, Taisis over here comes where it says that it's a barrier. Rabbanin, Briyas, the Shama Chashuva, Chita, Lo Chashuva. Taisis says, so he holds, so the Rabbanan holds that no, and the mala is different because it's the barrier. And here, it's inanimate. Therefore, a chita is not kosher. Tayman, a parakeet on nasha, we say, Shaini gid the barrier who, below batil. Now, the gid, it's true, it's part of it, it's an organ. But it's not a whole animate entity. The Abba Gab, even though the Gid itself is a less by the Shama, not a living creature. So why do we say it there? We don't say it by a Chita. Yishleim Adavi Kam, a shiny Gid, the Beriyahu, the Kavan, the Yasyam, the Briyas, the Shama, Shapar have a barrier. Maybe even if it's not a living creature in itself, but it comes from a living creature, that might be different than a Chita. Lainira, Tanavela, the Kalatri, the Briyas, the Shama. What about a nevela? A nevela is not considered a barium. The Abba became, it's not a barium. El akarva chatam tali dechol she'oyvei shemo. The time is tali, as long as it lost its shem, its identity. G'shenechtach, then g'shenechtach ha'mi barium. El akarva chatam tali dechol she'oyvei shemo. G'shenechtach ha'mi barium, then it is a barium. V'nicha, and if anicha b'nevela she'ena iveda shema shavamim af yishenechtaka chayrin oisad avela. You're talking about, so when we're talking about an avela, that's not holy in it because where it's the shem dafke which is associated to it because it happened to have been a living creature. He's saying, the Abba became la'akana ratam ha'tali shuchol she'oimei shmai kishenechtaka. You take the entity itself and you cut it up into pieces. Does it retain its identity or does it not? By an avela, it will retain its identity even if it's cut up. Therefore, it's not called a barium. Whereas over here, even when it's cut up, what happens? What happens when it's a gidah nasha? So there, right, what? It's not going to be called a gidah unless it's all there. Chavlavi bari, avol gid. You cut it up in half, a gid, then it's not called a gid anymore. At least people don't call it that. So Akapanim, this is the issue that Taisus deals with. Whether what is the criterion for being called a Baryon? That Giranasha comes from it, or it still retains its, it doesn't retain its identity if it's cut up, as opposed to an Avelu. So Akapanim, this is the Shita of Reb Shimon, that Reb Shimon holds. Again, what is the Lashon of Reb Shimon? Kolshu lamakis layamru kizayis elolinyin carbon. Kolshu is lamakis. They only said a kizayis, only leinyin carbon. Mishael, so what parts this? What will be the pshat here? According to Reb Shimon, will there be a chiv karis on a kolshu, or it's only lamakis? No. Wait. Wait. Two things. The Gemara talks about two extremes, lamakis or carbon. Now, if there is a chiyuv carbon, when is there a chiyuv carbon? Only in those cases where there's going to be a chiyuv karis. So when he says, kol shehu is lamakis, they only said it legabi carbon. Does that mean that if a person was ate it, the mazes, a person ate a kol shehu of chalev, the mazes, Sichayev Karis, Karis Reb Shimon. If a person ate a kol shehu of chalev, so the practice of the Lashon is that it's only the negei carbon. And that's how you see it really from the Ritva. Because the Ritva says, as it shows what the pshat is, what the beer advarim is, and needs more beer. But the Ritva says that the reason for Reb Shimon is that where he has kavanah to go and eat it, then it's akshavei. For the fact that he's makshiv this shear, the fact that he's makshiv this shear or this amount that he's coming to eat, even if he's makshiv, let's say a chatzi zayin, that's enough to be able to be mechayim. As opposed to where the ol achila itself was done unintentionally. Over there, the negei of the isurei achila he holds, the halacha l'maaseh b'shita is that you need a kizayin. So obviously, according to the Ritva, what would happen in a case where he ate the mazes, something that we carry with it, a chayiv karis, he would be chayiv karis. Others don't learn like that. It's a cipher. Others learn that the chayiv itself will only apply by those kind of cases. But what about, but the shayla, what's the hesber of it? In other words, when a person eats it, b'shoigeg, he also wants to eat a chatzi zayis. Needs more beer. Because if a person wants to eat the mazid, that's the difference. He eats the mazid, a chatzi zayis of nevelu. Now, let's say he's eating it for shogeg. He's eating it for shogeg. Well, how much did he want to eat? Also a chatzi zayis. He just didn't know that it was nevelu. He didn't know that it was chalim. Why is it that the svara of achshave only applies the mazid and not the shogeg? If in both cases, Lamaisa, that's the amount that he wanted to eat. Sits down at his table. He has a chatzi zayis of chalev on his plate. His wife asks him, you want some more? No, a chatzi zayis by me is fine. Then he turns out afterwards, yeah, but happens to have been a piece of chalev. Now, that's the amount that he wanted to eat. Why is there no option even by the case of shogeg? What's the difference? What is the beer of the Ritva? Because he's obviously not referring to the fact that that is the amount that he wanted to eat as part of being food. It means that the action is an action in the yisr. It means to the fact that he wanted to eat a chatzi zayis, knowing that it was a piece of chalev. It means that he was makshiv the yisr of chalev even to be pachas mikizayis, and therefore that is the thing that gives it a certain chashivas and its ritzik quality that it otherwise wouldn't have. B'shaygeg, he's not makshav the yisr b'chus b'kizayis. Here he's makshav the yisr b'chus b'kizayis, knowing, being cognizant of the fact that what he's eating happens to be chaylev. And therefore, so that itself is going to be a reason to refer to b'chayav malchus as opposed to the case of shaygeg. But about it, the pashtus over here is from the Lashon, from the whole svara of the Ritva, is that if, let's say, he would do it the mazid, he would be chayav karis also, be lav dafke legabi malchus. Shaila is whether it's lav dafke malchus, right, it's going to be legabi karis also. What's that? Yeah. Yeah. So according to him, there could be an in of Kol Shul Amakis. According to him, it's Kol Shul Amakis.
Didn't we have that thing called Shema Kila being without the Yom HaShemayimah?
Yes, because we don't all like Reb Shimon. That's all like Reb Shimon. If you learn like us, so it's not Negeya. We hold in order to be Chayiv Inam Amazin, so you have to have a Kezayit. How about it? I just wanted, before we go on, just wanted to mention over here also, let's remember the cases that we gave by Demai also, we were just talking about, by Maitarani. It's also the whole Machlaikas, what it means, Gariyas Hashem, and what the Machlaikas between over here, if it is a Machlaikas Hasugis between here and in Saita by Yechai Kai Gadol, what is the, exactly what is the issue, and the Machlaikas said whether or not by Tevel the Tachiyiv Misa, or whether it's only Chiyiv Malkis, and what it means, that moment is different. The Rav of Machlokes Rashi with Taisus and with Rashi with the some of the Rishonim and the Darim. Let's digest that. But before we go on, I wanted to say one other thing. We had the Machlokes before, not the Machlokes, but we had the Machlokes. All called Putisa like Arba, Memala like the Chamesh. Right, in those cases, Dacha Putisa like Arba, Namala like the Chamesh. We have, this is a very Yisaitistic of Machlaikis. I think we wouldn't be Ita, the Chayvash Beer, if we would at least mention it. The Machlaikis is Sefer HaMitzvahs between the Rambam and the Ramban. Everybody knows it? Oh, so no point for me to say it. The Machlaikis, the Rambam and the Ramban is Sefer HaMitzvahs. In Shirish Tess. And that is, the Rambam holds that where lavin are repeated, it's only counted as one number in Minyan HaMitzvahs, and there's only one set of Malkus. You can have kama lavin. Like you can have case, let's say dam. You're not allowed to eat dam. There are no numerous lavin that say you're not allowed to eat dam. Let's say a person eats dam, how many Malkus does he get? One. How many mitzvahs, or minyan mitzvahs, are there about the Yisra of Achilas Dam? One. So the kasha is, and the Ramban argues, the Ramban holds that when a person is over one Yisra with Kama Lavin, you're over Kama Malkus. There's going to be Kama Malkus. According to the Rambam, so what does it mean that Achal Putisa like Arba? The only thing, what that means is, each one is a Shem unto itself. One is Sheretzahayim. One is going to be a Sheretz HaMayim. The other one, there are different Shemits of Isser that are, that because of the separate Shemits, therefore there's going to be Kama Malkus. It's not just that the Torah reiterated the same law twice like it did by Dam. And we hear this again, Sheretz, there's going to be a Sheretz HaMayim, there's a separate Shem Sheretz HaLoret, there's a Shem Sheretz HaOit. Each one is its own separate Shem. Each one is a mitzvah to itself and binyan mitzvah, and it's only because of that reason that they're separate lavin. But if you have repetitious lavin, then you don't get malchus, kama malchus. There's a very big kasha that the Biskarov has in Temura. By Yerai or by Yemate, the Rambam counts as two separate lavin. And the Shaila is why he counts it as two separate lavin if the Rambam holds that the repetition, in the case of repetition, it's counted. It's not counted as separate mitzvahs. In cases, let's say, where there would be, if there would be, Malkus for Vayera Vayamatzeh. Let's say there would be. Yeah, so the Rambam, let's say the Rambam holds, there could be cases where there's Malkus for Vayera Vayamatzeh. If he did it, they might, etc. How many Malkus would he be chayim for Vayera Vayamatzeh? According to the Rambam, there'll be two. There's Malkus for Vayera, Malkus for Vayamatze. And the pashtus is that you cannot be over Vayera without Vayamatze, or to be over Vayamatze without Vayera. There's really no Haysafa Vayera over Vayamatze, or Vayamatze over Vayera, even though maybe there is. But the Hanukkah of the Kasha is that Vayera is not Maisef, and Vayamatze is not Maisef anything. Shaila is how that stems with the Rambam's call in Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's a Biskarov's kasha in Tzmura. So obviously, I mean, I think it's obvious that the Teretz is going to be that to find cases that you can have them if by Rav by a Matzah. But the push of the Hanukkah is, and that's the Briska Rav's Hanukkah is, you cannot have by Rav without by a Matzah or vice versa. And therefore, you want to know why is it going to be five separate Malkus and each one is a separate number, a minyan mitzvahs. Just wanted to mention this Machlaikas, the Rambam and the Ramban. What? By a Shmuel. I know, I didn't go into Shmuel. I was talking only about Chai Be Krisis.
No, but that's
Pesach
the whole market. Pesach is long as that goes carbon.
Again, let's say what would happen. Let's say you'd be talking about a Shmuel Sheker. Yeah, so what? So the Shaila is what if you would have an Isser that would be totally, that would be not, there wouldn't be a Chiv Karis. Yeah. Well, that's not the gay there in Shmuel Sheker. You mean by a man case of a Shmuel Sheker? Shmuel Sheker, you mean? The Shmuel Sheker of Achilu. Yeah. Taisa says.
Over there, you would get Malkus on a cold shoe, even though you did it for Shagin. Because it's totally.
No. There's no Malkus for Shagin. What do you mean? Again. What do you mean? There's no carbon. There's going to be a carbon. I mean, there'll be a carbon if you did it for Shagin.
Right.
There'll be a carbon for Shagin.
If you're going to rip all these, then you wouldn't be. It's not.
Well, it could be totally in Kazayas. According to the Ritva, we call it Kazayas. Yes. Yeah, the Shaila is if a person was over an Isser, which would be Makai of a carbon,
right,
where the Mazid would not be Chorus.
Right.
Again, if you would have a case where the Mazid, normally you can't have such a case. The only time it's going to be a Chiyuv Karbon is only where the Mazid is a Chiyuv Karbon. There is an exception. Kesh Eser is Shvuah. Because by Shvuah there's only a Lulav, and there is no Karbon. B'Shoigeg, there's still going to be a Chiyuv Karbon. B'Shoigeg, there's still going to be a Din Karbon. So now, if a person would be over on that Achila, B'Shoigeg, and be Chiyuv Karbon, how much would he have to eat? Right? So like the Ritva, it means he would have to eat a Kezayit. According to you, you'd be Chayav a carbon if he ate a Kezayit. What are you saying? Yes, or good, be right.
That's what I'm saying. So that's what Chayav carbon. They said that over there you don't say the way other Kezayit, both carbon is not Mishar Itzer, where the carbon is totally the carbon. But by the Isser of Shavuos, where the carbon is totally not in the nothing.
There is no carbon. Because there is no carbon.
Right.
So what would happen?
You'd be high even on the culture. Because again, how do you even grow without the root? There's a fruit in the flame, right?
No. I don't know. All right, so Yeshwadim then on that. If there won't be a Chiyuv Karis, how much would you have to be eat in order to be Chayav the carbon? All right, so that's what Rabbi Yitzchak is bringing to order. If a person eats Bikurim before Kriyas HaParsha, the kachim kachim chutz leklayim. He ate kachim kachim outside the klayim, outside the mikdash. Kachim kalim ma'aser sheni chutz lechayma. Hashayver etzel etzel bePesach. He breaks the bone of a korban Pesach. Hatar. Hareza like arboim. He gets malchus arboim. Aval amaiser b'tahar. B'hashayver b'tamei. He breaks the bone of a Pesach tamei. Eino like arboim. And then, like we had yesterday, Hanaitel Eimal Abanim, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer Leike, Vieno Mishaleya, Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's Leike, Vieno Mishaleya, because he holds that it's not a lot of Ethic Latsay. He holds a lot of Shakudma Latsay. Bachachame Eimer Mishaleya, Vieno Leike, they hold that it's a lot of Ethic Latsay. Zachal, Kamitzlo Tzazi, Shesh Bakum Batsay, Ein Chayav in Allah. The Omer Rabba, Barbachan, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Zuzimir, Rabbi Kimis Tzimatsa. However, hold by Bikurim Hanacha Ma'akevitz Behem Kriyei Ma'akevitz Behem. They hold that the Maniach, the Bikurim, by the Mizbeach, that act is Ma'akev, the Kriya is not Ma'akev. It's just a mitzvah of the Alma, and therefore it wouldn't make sense the din of the Mishnah, Lecha Bikurim before Kriyas HaParsha. If he eats it before Kriyas HaParsha, it's not going to be Mechayev and Malkus, because all Kriyas HaParsha itself is not Ma'akev anyway.
But
yeah, every time there's Asra, yeah. Vilema Zuz Ibrahim Reb Shimon Sassima Asa. Let's say this is the Zivar Zivar Reb Shimon Sassima Asa. So Gamashwala and the Rebbe Kivik Reb Shimon Sassima. Which Reb Shimon are we referring to? My Reb Shimon is Sanya. Because we learn the following. Pasuk says, Lo Sucha Lecha Bisharecha Ma'asar Degoncha Tireshcha Vitarecha Of a chayrit b'karcha v'tzaynecha. Then it says usru matziyotcha. Right? So it says the pasuk itemizes the whole list. So the Gemara darshes usru matziyotcha elu bikurim. Amar Reb Shimon ma baz el lamdeinu. What exactly is the pasuk telling us here? Losucha lecha b'sharecha ma'asar d'gancha tirayshcha v'tzaynecha v'chayrit b'karcha v'tzaynecha. Etc. The Sura Masiyotcha. Imi Yechlan Chutz L'Chayim Ekam Chayim Rami Meisa. Is it telling me you're not allowed to eat a Chutz L'Chayim? That's the Kav Chayim that we learn out from Meisa. Akal. Ma Meisa Akal Yechlan Chutz L'Chayim Like Bikurim Like Kolshke and Avada Bikurim. Where's the mitzvah to go into the Mikdash and to bring it Avada Yehid and Chutz L'Chayim Avada? It's going to be awesome. Rashi over here says, "Shuma tzarcha seifa the high crowd. L'sucha lecha b'sharecha ba'asra b'gadra d'rashu b'sharecha. P'chayret b'garcha b'seinecha b'chadra d'arecha asher tizvar d'v'sarcha l'shuma tziyotcha." So Reb Shimon darshins the pasuk miseifa l'reisha. The Avadarish may be darshin it b'reisha l'seifa. It wouldn't like the high gamna. L'kam and later on we're going to explain exactly what its drasha is. So he says, "Shuma tziyotcha elu bikurim d'ksim l'akach ha'kayin atena mi'adecha." It says, "Shuma tziyotcha." Daily, this is where the Kayan takes the basket from your hand. And then it says, Imli Yachal Bikurim Chutz L'Chayim Aleh Sarkit Abash Mekra L'Such Aleh Habisharecha Kav L'Chayim Rami Maisa Akal. Because it says, by Tchilas HaMikra, Ma'asar D'Goncha. Well, L'Kamei Mefarish, Ma, what's the Chayim Rami Bikurim from Maisa? So now it says, so what is it? You learn how it's a Kav L'Chayim Rami. Ha, Zatik Amare. It teaches us by Bikurim that there's Malkus before Kriyas HaParsha. That refers to a Taita and a Shlomim. A Taita and Shlomim, Yeraiva, Lusucha, Lecha, Bisharecha. When? I'm Reb Shimon, Mabas, and Lam, Danui, again, Nachamo. Im the Echel, Lusucha, Lecha, 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 Should like it. It teaches us that if a person eats a taida or a shlamim before zrika, that he's never alive. If he eats from the meat of a taida or a shlamim before zrika, the v'chayre is abchar. I'm Reb Shimon Mabazel Lamdeinu. You see, everybody, let's hulk up over here. We're going through this pasuk where the pasuk itemized everything, and we want to know what exactly is the purpose of the itemization of the pasuk. What exactly is Lo'such Alecha B'sharecha coming to be mechadish by each one of these individual things that are listed? Joel, you hear what's going on? Am Reb Shimon Abbas El Landeinu Im Liyaklan Chutz L'Chayma Kal Chayma Mimaiser Im Lifnei Zrike Kal Chayma Mitaydo Shlomim. So what's the point of the telling me B'chayrus? Alavar Kasevel Liyakom Mitapchar Afilu Liyakar Zrike Shulike. Even if you eat a zar eats from the basar of the b'char after the zrika. A zar is not allowed to eat from a b'char, even though it's kashrut kalim. But it's not; he's not allowed to eat it. It's only something which is miyuchad for kahanim and their families. The karka, the tzaimka, zukatos v'yashem. I'm Reb Shimon. Ma bazelu amdeinu. Im liyachon chutz l'chayim kavachayim m'meiser. Im lifnei zrika kavachayim mitaydo shlamim. In the Akai Zrika Kabakhaim Rabibkar. Halabakasam and Liakalekatas Yashama Filu the Akai Zrika Kutzla Klayim, sure like it. It teaches us that you're chayev if you eat from the chatras and the yacham, even after the zrika, if you eat it, chutz l'klayim, that you're like. The darecha du ayla. And then it says the darecha is an ayla. I'm Reb Shimon. Ma bazel l'abdenu. Im li'echon chutz l'klayim v'kavachayim v'mimayser. Im li'fnei zrika kavachayim v'mitayder shlanim. Im li'achar zrika kavachayim v'mibkar. Im chutz l'klayim kavachayim v'mechatas v'yashom. Hala ba'akatsuv. Ella, liyachamin alayla, liyachai zrika. It teaches us that if a person eats from the ayla, liyachai zrika, afilu bifnim shehu laikin. Even if you do it, if you do, liyachai zrika, even if you do it bifnim. Even if you do it bifnim. Again. So it says, "Im liyakar zrikin." The Gemara says he learned about kavachaymer from bchar. If it's chutz l'klayim, kavachaymer mechatas v'yashu. So what's the point? Even if you do it lifnim, by bchar, you're not allowed to eat it. Even if you do it lifnim, what's the Gemara mean? By bchar, you're not allowed to eat it. Even if you do it lifnim, liyakar zrika. So Gemara says, "Elo liyachmei do elo liyachai zrika afilu bifnim shehu laikin." Why can't I learn it out from Bukhar? At least the kayin, if a kayin will do it. Elo liyachmei do elo liyachai zrika afilu bifnim shehu laikin, even if it's someone who's able to eat it. Amar Rabba, the elida imei k'Reb Shimon Thailand. If a person can give birth to a person like Reb Shimon, let the isha give birth to lo Thailand. The Abba God, the Islu Bircha, even though, but Lysa, whatever he said, is not true anyway. But it was a great attempt. Why? My Chumra, the Bikur, my Maitre. Why you say this a Kaba Chaymer? You're telling me Bikurim is more Chumra than Maitre, and therefore by Maitre, you can't eat a Chutz L'Chaymer. Avada Bikurim, you can't eat a Chutz L'Chaymer. My Chumra, the Bikurim, Maitre, can't Aserm Lazarim. Avada. Adarab, there's a chumra the other way. The Meister has over Bikurim. Adarab, Meister Chumash, Kenotra Leoinon. You're not allowed to eat Meister Baninus, Meister Shani Baninus. You're not allowed to eat it. Tells what the Isser is. Ba'avar lo'akalti mi'ayinim imenu. If that's just a confession or it's a separate Isser. But Lameister, you're not allowed to eat it Baninus. Bikurim, you're allowed to eat Baninus. Umay chumra the Taino Shlomim, mi Meister. Therefore, Meiser has a chomer on that also. What's the chomer that a bechar has mitaydo shlamim? Because shkaytu shasa meirechem. Adarab, taydo shlamim chamurim. Adarab, it's Aydam Shlomo, it's more Chamer, Shkei Tudim Smicha, and it's Achim, it's Tudim Itzchaz of Ashay. Well, Maya Chamer, why did you think that a Chatas V'Yasham is more Chamer than Bechar? Well, why did you think that a Chatas V'Yasham is more Chamer than Bechar? Shkei Kachay Kachim. Adarab, Bechar Chamer, Shkei Tushasa Merechem. Bechar has a greater Chumra, because it's Kaddish Merechem. See that the Chumra doesn't have to be in terms of the Halacha, it's a Chumra in terms of its Kedusha. Umay Chumra, why did you think that an oila is more Chumra mechatas v'yashem shkein kolil? Because it's all burnt on the mizbeach. Adarab, mechatas v'yashem chamiri shkein mechapri. Chatas v'yashem is more Chumra because they're mechapper. Okay, why did you think again that an oila is more Chumra than a chatas v'yashem because it's kolil? Adarab, mechatas v'yashem chamiri because they're mechapper. An oila is not mechapper. Shaila is whether you can have such a thing. Is there such is a big fundamental issue? It's not mechaber for an aveira, but there's a ritzui. Pashtus is a ritzui. Baruch Malkum says that there may be a certain karbonis that are b'chlam not b'nei arzah, b'char, maser, opesa, enoyla, but enoyla is not mechaber, therefore a ritzui. But it's not mechaber. No, it's a dairin. Yeah, it's not mechaber, it's a dairin. So they're a ritzui, it doesn't mean it's mechaber. That's a Gemara's kasha. He did tshuva loy does v'shamach v'mechel l'miyad. If he did not do tshuva, it's a zavak v'shayim tayeva. So Gemara, it's a dairin, it's a ritzui. The kula chamiri me'ayla the ishlus te achilus. Everything is more chamir than ayla because there are two achilus. So then, ra'alamai the elite yime k'Reb Shimon. So then, what was the big shvach? Why was he praising Reb Shimon? That Reb Shimon is so wonderful that a person is going to give birth, you should give birth to a son of Reb like Reb Shimon. If lamaisa, what he's saying doesn't make sense. So the Gemara, the lamai the svirale the didei. According to the way he learned, Misaris le the krav and darishle, he looked at the way he cut up the pasuk and he darshened each word of the pasuk referring to a different issa. Frankly, Gemara kasha, fundamental kasha. Let's remember this Gemara, very scientific thing, this Gemara. Nobody should forget this line. Don't forget this line. Yitzchak, don't forget this part of the word. The Darish Leib, so the Gemara, you're making a Kavach Chayver from Meiser to other things, from Bchar, from Chatzis V'yashav. You're making a Kavach Chayver that the Lav applies. How would you be able to make the Kavach Chayver that the Lav applies? You might hear me, I did. This can egg at everything we were brought up with. So the Gemara, I feel it about the Amar, I should be that did, I might hear me, I did. So the Gemara, Yitzurah B'Yamah. It's only what's right. Nageya, learning the full weight of a love. But to learn that but something is also from a Kavachimer, that Avada we're able to do. What do you mean? According to Reb Shimon, who holds that you learn out all these Kavachimers? It comes out, you're going to be chayav five malkit, zar that ate from an oila, lifnei zrika, chutz l'chayma. It's a combination of all these things. You're going to be get five malkit. In light of the way we just said, you don't get malkit. It's only been a gay of the yisr. So the Gemara doesn't mean it's lab dafke malkit, chamisha yisurim habu. It means five yisurim. V'hanan zan, elu ain't I like him? What do you mean? But it says, Elohein alaikin, we learn bikurim, v'achol katshe katshim chutz l'klayim. In light of the way we're saying, the whole thing is only, it's Rabbi Yama, our Mishnah enumerates it together with the Malkus. So the Gemara, it must be that the Rother Makairis. Zekar Nishmat, Yitzchak Isaac, the Meisha Shleiman. Just, everybody note the time. Yes. Okay. Mordechai Yaron, let's go.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.